This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hour 5, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan, 6 days from opening day. We will be out there. Our coverage of opening day brought to you by our friends at Whataburger, and it's going to be an enchanted afternoon next Thursday night. Before you know it, we're going to be there, and we want to party with you. Just continue the celebration. It'll be the final hours of the greatest offseason in Rangers history, and we want to take it in with you. Of course, we'll be in our center field spot right there. If you come in through that entrance, we'll be right there on your way to your suite. Probably say hi. And yes, I'm talking to you, Mike Adams. It's time now, speaking of baseball, for Zach Wolchuk and a proper round trip.
Well, we do have an upset alert in the tournament. This one's a big in.
This one really crushed me.
Yeah, 78-76. Yale has upset Auburn, the fourth-ranked Auburn Tigers, who won the SEC. So the Ivy League, man, they get themselves a dub and an upset. You don't pick against the Ivy League in the NCAA tournament first round.
Damn you, Jason Garrett.
Gosh darn it.
Yeah.
Salute to the dub. Salute to the Bushes.
Auburn just got beat by a bunch of senators and governors and stuff like that.
Yeah, this hurts, dude. I got two brackets. One of them had the Auburn Tigers winning it all. So that's an official busting.
Yep. That's an official buster.
Yeah,
there's no slump in that bust.
And then we also had Florida go down, hit a nice three under 10 seconds to go to tie the game versus Colorado, yeah. And then Colorado answers with a baseline two-point bucket that rimmed out and then back in for the win, and the 10 advances over the 7.
Man, so Colorado, and then we got Nebraska and A&M at 8-9. Nebraska, the Huskers, looking for their first ever NCAA tournament win. If they can get it. The only other school, Boise State, that has not, that's a D1 school that has not won a game in the tournament. So maybe the Huskers can knock off the Aggies. I know we got a lot of A&M fans around here, though. They're pulling for A&M. SEC now 0-5 from the 9-4-0 in the tourney. Not good. Not good. All right, let's start baseballing our balls off here, shall we?
Yes, please.
Home of the World Series defending champion Texas Rangers. We're getting closer and closer to opening day. Rangers did fall 3-2 today to the Rockies. You did have Jack Leiter with a solid performance. We talked about that. He went 2 2/3, 5 Ks, did allow 2 runs on 4 hits, and he did walk 1. But all in all, a very good day for Jack Leiter. Rangers in their other split game against Cleveland, that one didn't fare as well. 10-0. 10-0 is what that one went down, and there's really not a whole lot to report from that game. So we're just going to gloss over that one. The big news today, though, is Bruce Bochy announcing Wyatt Langford, Bang Bang, is going to be on the opening day roster. Here's Boch giving everyone the news.
That's great news. It's one of the best times for our managers when you are able to tell somebody like Wyatt that he's on the club. I don't know if there was any doubt in his mind, but I'm sure there was. And so he's with us. He's earned it. Well deserved. Look at the spring he's had, and I know we've talked about it. We kind of actually joked about him not being here at times, but he definitely deserves to be here.
He definitely does.
I mean, you can't take anything for granted in this situation. I'm sure if you're talking to your agent, he's going to tell you there is a possibility they're going to want to play games with you and keep you down to stop it accruing a season in the big leagues. I mean, Holiday was 6 of 14 with 2 homers, 6 ribbies. And 2 steals. Mm-hmm. in like five games, the 20-year-old. The Orioles decided to hold him back.
Yeah. Jackson Holliday not going to be on the O's opening day roster, and that will impact your rookie of the year voting, I'm sure. You know, you're going to get more plate appearances, more games here from Evan Carter and now Wyatt Langford, who pushed his spring training hitting streak to 10 games with a go-ahead RBI single in the eighth today. 20 spring RBIs. Leads the majors.
Let me ask you this. This dependent on control, right? Is that the way that Major League Baseball works with the control, with the number of years and stuff?
I believe so.
Okay, so evidently what the Rangers are thinking here is they're not going to get to arbitration with this guy, right?
No.
This is going to be probably be great for 2-3 years, and then
we're going to go ahead and get a long-term deal signed.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that they will with both Langford and Carter. Yeah. I mean, those are two cornerstone pillars, face of your franchise type players, if all goes well.
I think this is great because you want to get him starting the season, and if there's any adjustments he has to make, the chances are better that he will be able to make them by the time you get to October and November. You know, you look at the start of Mike Trout's career, he comes up in 2011, he played 40 games, and it wasn't good. He hit like 220. He had 5 home runs, and you're like, oh, okay, well, you know, I guess that was decent. The on base was not good. The slugging was not good. The OPS, 672, you know. And then 2012, he freaking dominates in 129 games played. He is over 325. He hits 30 home runs. So I think the thought with this is, boy, if we drag this out into the summer and then decide to turn him loose, there might be an adjustment that he needs 100-plus games to make in the big leagues. Mm. And we want to win the World Series this year. So maybe we go through some growing pains in April and May instead of August, September.
I agree with that. I mean, I think that Wyatt's going to come out here, and we'll see. I mean, there's going to be adjustments to be made right now. I think he could be really hot, and then you start to see, you know, okay, now major league pitchers are starting to get a little bit more of a read on him. Maybe there's a little bit of a slump. How does he correct that stuff? But, my gosh, this kid's been unbelievable. I mean, there was an article as he just had the best spring for any rookie in the history of baseball. It's possible. He's up there among some of the greatest in terms of spring trainings. He's been absolutely brilliant. The other news today, Michael Lorenzen, newly acquired pitcher, was at camp. He was talking, actually joined that Foul Territory show, said that he will go into the Rangers rotation. CY talked with the Rangers beat and gave his thoughts on the addition of Michael Lorenzen.
Great fit, great person, hard worker, obviously had a great year last year and sort of fell through the cracks of free agency. This was really a very good signing for us, and grateful to ownership for stepping up and allowing us to make this move. And I think Michael's going to be a huge addition to our team and help get us through the early part of the season, especially when we may be a little thin with our pitching. So, but he is built up pretty well right now. That said, it hasn't been in a major league spring training environment in front of fans, and so there are steps that we want to pass in terms of making sure he's fully healthy and ready to start the season. He and Mike have had a good discussion this morning. I think we have a little bit of a game plan over the next 5 or 6 days. There is the possibility that he'll be ready and active on the opening day roster, but we want to build him up in a responsible manner, and we want to make sure he passes the tests in the next few days before committing to that.
He also added that Cody Bradford is getting at least one start early on. So I would anticipate when Lorenzen's ready, he slides into Cody Bradford's spot, and then Bradford returns to the bullpen where he had a lot of success last year, specifically in the postseason. But that seems to be the plan now with Michael Lorenzen, is he will be part of the rotation, and as soon as he's ready to rock, I think he probably takes that fifth spot.
Yeah, starter for now, maybe reliever down the road, you know, and what a talent that would be to bring out of the bullpen for, you know, longer situations.
Absolutely. And hell, we saw the importance of that with guys like John Gray and Dane Dunning and what they were able to do during the postseason. I mentioned Bradford just a minute ago. So having a guy like Lorenzen could help you as well. We did talk about Jack Leiter. Chris Young did add that Jack Leiter unlikely to make the opening day roster, but he has put himself in position to contribute for the Rangers this season. So I do believe we will see Jack Leiter at the big league level at some point during the season. It's just a matter of when, not if. The big story, though, MLB releasing a statement that Major League Baseball has been gathering information since we learned about the allegations involving Shohei Ohtani and Ipe Mizuhara from the news media. Earlier today, the Department of Investigations began their formal process investigating the matter. So I'm sure there will be more info coming, but MLB has indeed started to investigate what the hell is going on with Shohei Ohtani and his interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, and this gambling scandal.
You know, I hope they genuinely are. That's all I can think is, you know, if we get good information out of this, if they're investigating or looking into it in good faith and they're willing to share it, I'd be surprised.
Yeah, I do too. I'm sure that they want to keep it to where their face of the sport, Shohei Ohtani, is not wrongfully put in any harm's way with this. But we'll
see. They let the Astros break some unforgivable rules that should have resulted in multiple player bans, and they figured out a way to blame it on the manager and his assistant, you know. So they'll throw whoever they need to under the bus, even, you know, A.J. Hinch. That was no problem for them. So an interpreter, forget about it, you know.
Forget about it.
I saw some people just reference the idea of, like, one of these guys is the best friend you could ever have.
Yeah.
Based on whichever way this is going. Yeah. Like, yeah. either Shohei is the best friend ever trying to save his buddy from his clear addiction, or vice versa, and this interpreter is willing to be the fall guy for his guy. Somebody here is an all-time Hall of Fame level best friend, and that's not being talked about enough.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting.
We heard Blake last night, right? I mean, how important are having friends?
You need some friends, man, but we didn't get Blake some friends. That was sad. That was a sad omission. We'll talk with him coming up in a little bit. J.D. Martinez signing a one-year, $12 million deal with the Mets. Martinez was lingering around free agency. He will help the Mets lineup along with slugger Pete Alonso. So we'll see if Martinez, how quickly he can get ready. I think he's going to start the season in the minors there for the Mets. We also got news that apparently the MLB Players Association is frustrated with their president, Bruce Meyer, as there was a conference call. And the players on the call, with dozens of representatives from the major and minor league units of the union that lasted about 3 hours, basically said that they wanted to replace Deputy Executive Director Bruce Meyer with Harry Marino, the lawyer who spearheaded the unionization efforts of minor league players last year. So we'll see if we end up getting a change as the president of the MLB Players Association at some point this year. And as we wrap up around the mesas, we had a top 10 that came out on MLB.com. Top 10 lineups entering the season, ranked 1 through 10.
If the Rangers are anything worse than top 3, I'm going to find this guy.
I'm going to guess they're 4.
That was my number. Four. Oh, I can't wait to watch Chief chase this guy down. Watchdog him in person.
You think you guys sent an angry email in the break earlier to Mike Finger?
No.
You wait.
Anthony Castrovinci.
He's already on my bleep list.
That's who this guy is. All right, Anthony, so just get ready to direct all possible hate towards Anthony if this doesn't go the way we want.
Come on, Ant.
Number 10, he's got the D-backs. Number 9, he's got the Twins. Number 8, the Rays. 7, the O's. 6, the Phillies.
Okay.
5, the Yankees. LeMahieu, Soto, Judge, Rizzo, Torres, Stanton, Verdugo, Trevino.
Can y'all hear that?
And Volpe.
The overrated chance. You can hear it from miles away.
Miles away.
If that's true or fart, we're all farting on that.
What, the Yankees at 5?
Yeah. The Yankees aren't. You know the Yankees. It's just
not
going to work out.
I was surprised the Orioles were that low.
Oh, the lineup's really good,
though. It's not
going
to play.
I doubt that they stay healthy together the entire season.
Nope.
But the lineup, if it is healthy, is damn good.
Hey, man, you can win championships on paper.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a core like the Yankees have had in the past that's reliable, consistent.
Paper Tiger.
Okay. Number 4. The Rangers. Simeon.
Ooh,
Seager.
You were close, eh?
Langford. Garcia. Carter. Young. Lowe. Heim. Tavares.
All-star. Badass. Legend. Rookie of the year. Future rookie of the year.
I mean,
Mike Trout
2.0. Just
badass.
It,
badass. All-star.
Just saying it, I got to change my undies, man.
You got to be kidding me.
It's unreal.
Come on,
find three
Ant.
Better, huh?
Trying to outthink the room here, Ant.
Number 3, and this is where he done really bleeped up.
Braves.
Oh, he's going with the ass.
No.
Put the ass in Stroh's, huh? Altuve, Alvarez, Bregman, Tucker, Abreu, Diaz, McCormick, Pena, Myers. If you're telling me the Astros lineup's better than the Rangers, you're smoking some Astro Kush.
Yordan Alvarez.
Astro Crack.
Yeah, yeah. I think
butt crack.
They are very good, don't get me wrong, but they're not a better lineup, in my opinion, if Wyatt projects the way we think he's going to, than the Rangers.
I think a lot of media that picked the Astros to win the series and then thought it was over, thought the Rangers got lucky, they're about to eat a double dose of words.
They
now.
Are, especially when their pitching rotation is worse than the Rangers is to start the season.
Wow, that's saying something.
Braves at 2, Acuna, Albies, Riley, Olson, Marcell Ozuna, Murphy, Kelnick, Arcia, and Harris II. That's pretty filthy.
Gosh, that is. Yeah. All those guys had over 30 home runs last year.
Yeah, those guys are pretty damn good. But then number one, the Dodgers, with Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, Will Smith, Max Muncy, Jason Hayward, Teoscar Hernandez. I forgot they added him. That's filthy.
Yeah.
James Altman and Gavin Lux. So I understand maybe having Dodgers, Braves ahead of the Rangers.
Uh-huh. That's it.
But you're not having the Astros ahead of them.
Dodgers, 7 of the 9 players in their opening day starting lineup hit at least 20 dongs last year.
Dang. Yeah, they're unreal.
Is stacked against the Rangers, but they are amazing. And we look forward to cheering them on coming up Thursday, 6:30, Cubs in town, pregame at 6 o'clock. We're going to be out there at the ballpark. We'll check anything else in this round trip or before you touch them all.
I think we're good. I think I touched them, and we just had an inside the park home run here.
Let's go. Yeah. Okay.
And he got consent before the segment.
Nice.
For the record.
All right.
That was never in doubt, was it?
A classy guy, Wolfchuck. No wonder. Okay, we got a Friday news dump coming up next, right, Chief?
Yes, sir. The worst pet trend since Kirk Herbstreit thought every day was bring your dog to work day next year in the nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Hope you're having a great day. Watching the NCAA tournament here, Nebraska and A&M on TNT. This segment is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to truckwreck.com. As DJ the DJ makes his way out the door and into the weekend. Hope everybody has a great weekend. But before we do that, Chief must deliver a Friday news dump.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the dump. You guys get to choose your own adventure here. Do you want some epic sound? Do you want a medical breakthrough? Or do you want my beef with dog?
I mean, I don't know that you never don't have a beef with dog. I really don't want to get to that. So let's go with the audio.
Okay, we will get to the medical breakthrough. Here is the story, ladies and gentlemen. Surgeons, this is the headline. Surgeons successfully transplanted a pig kidney into a man in a medical first.
Sweet.
A pig kidney?
Pig kidney.
I feel like all this stuff's going the right direction pretty quickly. You know, I would take one. If it saves your life. If it's pig kidney or dialysis or
pig kidney?
A big kidney. I'm not sure what I said
kidney.
There.
Say pig kidney 5 times fast. No. Broadus, go.
No.
Come on, dude. No.
Just be a sport.
I can't even say it once.
Pig kidney, pig kidney, pig kidney, pig kidney, pig kidney, pig kidney, pig kidney,
pig kidney.
See, there you go. You lead from the front.
It's tough.
Nice work, Walter.
Pig kidney,
pig kidney, pig kidney.
How much would you pay for that? I mean, 100
kidney
grand
pigs?
At least.
I
need to figure it out.
You guys know me. I'd probably eat it before it.
More successful than the baboon heart.
Oh, damn, that looks good. Oops, damn it, you just ate that kidney we were going to put in your body.
Yeah, did we? Yeah, we had a story earlier this week about eating them. That's just crazy.
Yeah, dude. Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston, a pig kidney was successfully transplanted into a human being. First time ever. 62 years old, Dick Slayman, who...
Okay.
Wow.
Dick Slayman?
Yeah.
Swordsman.
Yeah.
You guys
keep
again.
Stopping me in my tracks.
Here
first it's go. Mike Finger, now it's Dick Slayman. What's your beef with Dick? I'm asking you.
You don't want to say it.
Dick Slayman, 62-year-old man, received a kidney transplant. Show the man some respect. He's the first ever pork kidney that we've ever seen.
Well,
can you give the man, like, can you give him his flowers for a second?
Doctor, Dick Slayman. It's just like,
who's Dick?
It's just hard to take it seriously.
You Google, like, names of, like, reporters that are just not real.
How does he spell his name?
That's what I want to know. Dick Slayman?
Is it Richard Slayman, and you're just calling him Dick?
Is it Dr. Dick Slayman?
I'm sure birth name birth certificate is Richard, but his friends call him Dick. His friends call him Dick. I call him Dick. Can I get through the story?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, before you start crapping on Dick, let me give you the story. We made history.
Okay. Is Dick the doctor or the reporter?
Dick is the man who received the transplant. See, you're not even paying attention over there.
How does he spell Slayman?
It's hard to pay attention.
S-L-A-Y, exactly how you would imagine. M-A-N.
I imagine you'd call that man a proctologist.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Dick Slayman.
Or maybe a urologist.
Urologist.
Yeah, that would be the other one.
This isn't too good to be true right now. You've got to be kidding me. This guy's name is Dick Slayman.
If you're gonna go phonetic with
it,
yes.
You're right.
Thank you.
He got the pig heart.
Dick's not ball sacking us.
And he looks exactly as you think he would.
He got the pig liver. What did he get?
If you would listen, I could tell you.
I'm gonna start over. I was thrown
from the top.
Okay. By the way, I have a question because they've done the baboon heart before and it didn't work. The baboon heart.
That's a more complicated organ.
Yeah. Could you pull that one up, though? I wouldn't mind getting details on that. Because I didn't know about that.
We've tried some baboon hearts.
But this one is worked to this point. Now, it happened this week, so obviously this thing could go haywire, but we're in the middle of a medical breakthrough where you have a human being, 62 years old, Mr. Slayman, who received a kidney transplant from a human deceased donor in 2018. Oh. He had been on dialysis. He became the first successful pig kidney transplant in a living recipient. It was a 4-hour operation that took place earlier this week. The doctor is Winfred Williams. Okay?
Oh, Winfred Williams.
Winfred Williams.
It was, he says, it really is a groundbreaking milestone. Should the kidney continue to work well and this is a success, I think it represents a breakthrough in a number of different areas. Xenotransplantation, the term for animal to human transplant. Mm. Has not always been successful as two pig to human heart transplants in the United States ended with the patients dying in less than 2 months. So we're still not necessarily out of the woods here, so to speak, as I mean, somebody was using a pig heart for upwards of, you know, a month and a half or so.
Yeah. Harry Coxman.
So
there's a lot of problems with it. You know, if you get any sort of illness and you take antibiotics or medicines, those usually attack anything that it recognizes as foreign. So any sort of illness and you can really deteriorate quickly because now not only are you dealing with that, but it's attacking your kidney and all kinds of weirdness. By the way, Broad is referring to baby Faye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was a baby that got a baboon heart. And she lived pretty dang long. This is back in 84. She lived for a couple months.
Dude, okay, then this feels legit then. If in 84, a heart, and I know it was 2 months, but that seems like, okay, there's potential with something like this. And the doctor says if Slayman's pig kidney turns into something that can be performed on a large scale, then dialysis will become obsolete.
Oh, well, that makes me pessimistic about the success of this program then, because that is a $1 billion industry. So I'll keep my fingers crossed that we're doing the right ethical thing and not for the business. But man, this kidney stuff, I was kind of holding out for the petri dish organs, you know, just build you a new one, take a little swap of my cheek, I'll come back in 3 months, pick this bad boy up, get it thrown in, you know. But
no, shout out to Dig for this modern miracle.
Yeah, oh well, for being willing, you know, being willing to what say yeah, I'll put
died.
My life on the line on this.
Could have just put all the sleigh mans out there to pasture.
All right, so Epic Sound or dog beef?
Sound.
I'm intrigued by the dog. Maybe we
Shut
can
up,
get in
Gavin.
Both. Okay.
All right. We'll play one sound. I have two clips, so we'll play one clip. I'll do dog beef, then the other clip. We'll
right,
start with
the
same trend that Lucius has brought to light from Twitter this week, the crazy interview things. Mm. This is pretty funny. This is Liam Neeson, actor Liam Neeson, and he is sitting down promoting a movie. This must have been years ago, 10 years ago or so, and he's talking about the pay disparity between men and women in Hollywood, and it's classic.
There's a lot of discussion about it and a lot of healthy and necessary discussion about it because the disparity sometimes is disgraceful.
How do you think we can move past that?
We're starting, and it has to start, you know, and it's starting with these extraordinary actresses and brave ladies, and we as men have got to be part of it, you know. We started it, so we have to be part of the solution.
So would you take a pay cut to kind of equal things out?
No. Pay cut? No. That's gone too far.
No, pay cut? Hold on. No.
You're going
you
to catch up to us.
You're not making us take less money.
We're not going back to them.
Oh, my gosh. That was an emphatic and quick
No.
Now, that's going too far.
I will find you, and I will kill you.
Yeah, if you take a single dollar of mine.
Oh, man.
So thank you, Liam Neeson, for that. I saw this photo. Where someone is, it's a photo of a movie theater, mm-hmm. and there's sheets, and there's psychos, and there's dogs.
Okay.
Dog-friendly cinema screenings are the way to spend a rainy Sunday, writes the social media man, Georgie Heath. And the photo, I mean, it is a typical, it's a movie theater, but everybody in there has a dog. And this place looks just ragged, and I can't fathom why you would want to go sit in a room with upwards of 50 plus dogs and watch a film.
Yeah, I feel like if you really love your dog that much and you like movies, you have enough at-home options these days. I suppose if you're a dog lover, man, that's a lot of dander in the air. And I'll tell you what is driving me crazy about my dog. I do love Nugget. He is the most athletic pug you'll ever see.
Shout out to Nugget.
He's still clearing a 4-foot fence at 2 years old.
What a beast.
Okay. I swear he's like half Boston Terrier, but just looks full pug. But yeah, anyway, you know, the thing he's doing that's driving me crazy right now is licking his paws when he goes outside and it's a little wet, and he'll just sit there and...
Oh, he's making that noise.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, that can start to get a little bit annoying.
It's
like,
nonstop.
Yes, stop.
Now
he's
imagine,
like a cat cleaning himself.
Now imagine you're trying to watch a movie and there's 50 of those.
Yes. I mean,
the bathroom emergencies, the barking, the smell. Yeah. How could anyone decide it's better to leave my living room with my one dog and go sit in a room with 50 other psychos and their dog and try and watch and hear and consume a movie?
Yeah, how this works is at the drive-thru. Like, I brought our dog to the drive-thru theater, and that's not a big deal. She sits in the back of the car. Everyone's separated. You're in your own car. Who cares? All good. This is, I mean, you...
The drive-thru theater.
Yeah. The drive-in. The movie drive-in.
Okay, the drive-in. Yeah. I knew what you were saying, but I didn't know if there was another, like,
no,
if
the
there's
drive-ins.
A section of the world
no,
that calls
not,
it
like,
a drive-thru theater.
No, the drive-ins. And sadly, the one closest to me in the Colony, Coyote Drive-In, closed a couple of years ago, which sucks because it was great. But that is a good way to bring your dog to watch a movie.
I know some people do have like a lifelong companionship, you know, and I'm glad there's at least a place where 50 of them can congregate and watch movies because they are so pro dog, you know, it's like their number one hobby and they consider them a family member, you know.
So. You'll just get some people that their dog is not meant for these environments. And then you'll, you know, there's fighting that happens. So there's potential risk involved with this idea.
You definitely got to know your dog.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, know the the weaknesses of their game. Mine was a bolter growing up, old Spud. Mm-hmm. You know, we actually named him after Spud Webb when we were a little. And he would get out of the minivan where, you know, if we try to take him somewhere and if he could get his paws on the ground, he was going to bolt, you know. And he had a great nose. He was like half dachshund. And so we would be at a soccer complex, like literally chasing him around. And he was like so misbehaved that we quickly learned, you know, could not let him out of the fence, much less take him somewhere. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And but the people that are taking their dog there.
Yeah.
I can't fathom that at the movie theater, these people are having self-awareness about
the
quality of their dog and its behavior.
Then I had Harvey, who was the worst fighting pug, who thought he was a badass. And he would run up on dogs at the park. And these dogs tore him up a couple of times, so we couldn't take him anywhere. Yeah. I mean, this one time,
like, the little ones.
A bigger bulldog, I think, grabbed him up off his neck, picked him up in the air, and just dropped him like a body slam and put his foot on him.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, holy cow, dude, it's survival of the fittest out here.
Yeah, it is.
All right, final clip here. Trey Adams, former offensive tackle for the University of Washington 5 years ago at the NFL Combine, said this insane thing when answering a question at the biggest job interview of his life, known as the Combine.
If you can change anything about yourself, what would it be?
Shit.
Okay. Is there someone in the National Football League?
Wow. That is at the podium at the NFL Combine, surrounded by cameras and microphones.
Wildest thing ever said in an interview I've heard in a while.
Just moved up my draft board.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Had you guys ever heard that before? I don't remember that happening in real time.
I don't remember that happening.
No, his agent successfully scrubbed it from 99.9% of the
interview. That's rather shocking. I mean, job interview, probably not the best way to go about that.
You'll be surprised to find out he went undrafted in the 2020 draft. Mm.
Yeah, there's the, who else did that? Cam Newton did that a while back. You know, maybe he was trying to borrow off that, like, sort of funny entertainment thing, and it came out.
And
boys.
There you have it, a Friday news dump here in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, Jack Leiter, perfect inning. He was on fire. He did not get out of his third inning, though. Gave up two runs in what was 2 2/3, 5 Ks. So some good, some bad with Jack Leiter. The big story, Wyatt Langford is going to start the season with the big league club. And we're back with the Get Right. We'll crosstalk, see what they have cooking here for you in a Friday night next in the nation. Thank you, Lucius. Thanks to everybody for making us part of your day. The G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And it is time now to hand it off to the Get Right with Reggie and Blake, set for 4 hours. Gentlemen, good evening.
Actually, we're going to cut that short. We got a quick hour of broadcasting before we get you a replay of Rangers-Rockies from earlier today.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Rangers fans, stay tuned. You're going to get an hour of the Get Right, then some baseball. And what do you guys have planned in that hour?
Well, at 8:20, we're going to see where we believe Luka and Kyrie rank amongst the best duos around the league.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Can I ask the two basketball guys a question here?
Of course.
Where are you at on this team right now? Because we had what you're thinking, what you're drinking. Mm-hmm. And everybody who's been against the Mavericks seems to be very, very, very positive. Where are your basketball eyes on where this team's at? And is it just because of the schedule, or are they actually playing better ball?
I'll let you start, Reggie.
I mean, for me, I'm a lot more optimistic as to where they are. I think I found myself of late appreciating just how different they are from where I thought they could be, you know, at the start of the season. I thought this was going to be a play-in team. Sure. And they are currently sitting in that sixth seed, and it feels rightfully so. Like, I think over the, and I can't remember what the time span of is, but I mean, it feels like over like maybe the last month of basketball, they're playing just about average defense, maybe slightly above average defense, and one of the best offensive ratings in the league. Like, that feels like that is the it feels like that's the recipe for a very good team for this Mavs team. And so I'm feeling a lot better on them, but I guess the word that I keep coming to is consistency, especially when we start talking about, I recognize some of the schedules help them, even though they've done it against some good teams.
Yeah.
But I need you to do it consistently against the good teams to get to that promised land of where you want to go, which is competing in the playoff tournament. And so I'm feeling a lot better, but I think there's still just a little bit of caution within me where I'm like, I'm ready now to see this. And of course, thankfully, we're reaching that end of the season where they're going to go into that playoffs. I'm ready to see them in the playoffs.
I think Reggie said it perfectly. Just the only thing I would add on that is, like, they've been, like, I believe 8-1, 7-1 in their last couple games. And in that stretch, they have had the third best defensive rating in the league over that stretch. And so we're starting to see, I think a lot of people were out on this team
right.
because of the injuries and
right.
or because of the record. And I would attribute that to injuries. And now you're seeing a mainly minus Josh Green, fully healthy Mavs team. Seeing Ramadan Kyrie, you're seeing Luka buying on the defensive side of the ball. You're just kind of seeing it all come together towards the end when a lot of basketball eyes are now on the game. Whereas beforehand, a lot of people are watching the box scores and just seeing, oh, they're losing. They must be bad. And it's like, well, there's kind of some minutia to why they're losing. And I think they've started to put those things together. So, I mean, we're going to talk about it at 8:20. I think when you have Kyrie and Luka on the floor, it gives you a chance in any game, and you're seeing them kind of at their peak right now.
Sean McFarland had a nice article, you know, three things that we're seeing change with the Mavs. And, you know, one of them is their clutch time. And, yeah, I guess they're
number one in the league.
Best winning percentage, seventh best shooting team in clutch time this year. What's that mean? You know, is it small sample size that concerns you, or does that excite you that they're at their best?
I think it excites me. I don't think it's really a hot take to think that you have two of the best clutch players in the game, because you've already seen what Luka's done in the biggest moments, in the playoffs, big games, in the regular season. And then Kyrie, we already know about his clutchness. So I don't think it's a sample size thing. I think it – and then, you know, in the playoffs, it comes down to shots late in the game. Games are tight. You're not going to see a lot of blowouts. You're not going to see a lot of bad teams that you're matching up with. So you're going to see games where – you're going to be late in the game and you need a two-pointer to tie it up, or you need a three to tie it up. And I feel really, really confident with Luka and Kyrie being on the floor and Gafford and Lively giving you that oop presence so you can't just space out on them on the perimeter. So when it comes to this, too, I don't think it's an anomaly. I think those guys are really good in the clutch, and it's only going to show more in the playoffs.
Are the two centers your third scorers? The combination of the two centers? You don't need a third scorer if you've got the way those two centers are playing on combos, right?
I don't know how comfortable I am saying you don't need it, but they are your third scorers in this way. It feels like you're, and maybe not specifically those two guys, but just your ability to score in the paint. It does feel like they have shifted away from being this shooting team where they right. live and die by that, where I think they are now in the realm where bully ball is a part of their repertoire. Like, they are getting into the paint. They are playing above the rim, even, yeah. as we saw them go Dunk City just yesterday. And so, I think that is the third way of getting this done. You have those two individuals, just together,
they seem yeah. like you don't have to have, you got Luka and Kyrie and the two centers, it's kind of like your offense, right?
Most dunks and for a team in the last 20 years they had the other night with 18, like, those guys are both top 10 in dunks, and Gafford and Lively, like, it's not just an anomaly. Like, if you watch the Mavs, they are really fun basketball to watch right now, and I don't think any team wants to match up with them in the first round.
They even got Kyrie Duncan.
Kyrie Duncan, most since 2014. He's already got four dunks.
He's got four dunks on the season. That's his most since, what'd you say?
2014.
That's amazing.
Rangers make the right decision with Langford?
Oh, yeah.
I think that this, yes, yes.
The only decision now is simple, yes. Where do we put him in the lineup? 3, 5, 1, 9,
up
doesn't
there.
Matter.
Up there, three. Yeah.
Three?
Up there.
Simeon three Carter. Hitter.
Yeah.
And bang, bang is how I do it.
Oh, wait. What is y'all's nickname? Because when we were on with Matt Hicks, he said Popeye.
Yeah, he's gonna unleash Popeye. Obviously, Langford has some pretty strong forearms.
Yeah, that works.
And so, among other things. I like Dawson's bang. What? Bang, bang. Bang. Yeah.
Yeah, why bang, bang's pretty good.
I asked Sandler to punctuate his next home run with that. So,
oh, well, nice.
I think once he does it with the crowd in the background,
he's going to be bang, like, bang. Nice, Jared.
And putting your thumb on the scale there. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I think we'll see what happens.
I don't know. I think I'm gonna try and work in the opposite direction for Popeye. I love the nicknames that sound like it could be called over the AM radio.
Yeah.
You know, Popeye Langford goes on. Yeah, like, I think that's the way we should go here. Yeah.
I guess Evan Carter's olive oil then there with his lean build. My bad. We got to run. Here comes the Get Right and then some Rangers baseball at 8 o'clock. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup and Carter Freeman. Thanks to Woolchuck and Chia Follow and Brian Broaddus. And I'm Gavin Dawson. Until Monday at 2 o'clock, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.